Is there a guarantee? There's no guarantee, right? But you're still shelling out taxes.
That is KP Singh. He's the co-owner of the Bandidos Mexican restaurant in Ann Arbor. He's against the $1.2 million that would cost homeowners in Washtenaw County about $120 more a year for the next 20 years. KP gathers cups in the kitchen as we continue talking.
Just working hard, you know, trying to get ready for lunch rush. Hopefully we'll get one.
Well, do you think if you had more people coming in and buses and things like that, you wouldn't have to worry about that, though?
There's enough buses down the street, right? They're usually half empty, except 5 o'clock, right? Then they're full.
If approved, the proposal would generate over $160 million in the first year to connect Washtenaw, Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne counties through public transportation. By 2022, a commuter rail would connect Ann Arbor and Detroit. But rapid transit bus routes could be used first by 2018. They would connect Ann Arbor, Plymouth, and Livonia. That's a traffic jam outside of KP's restaurant.
There's too much traffic already in this town. It's too much traffic, too much construction traffic, too much this traffic. A lot of people don't know how to drive. It's just bad.
But not all business owners agree with KP. Ali Ramlawi from Jerusalem Garden in Ann Arbor wants the RTA proposal to go through. It would help him when hiring employees.
We're finding it a big challenge to find people who can afford to live in Ann Arbor and only make, you know, $30,000, $40,000 a year. It's relatively impossible.
Joe Malkoon is the CEO of the tech startup company Nutshell in Ann Arbor. His business has been affected due to a lack of a mass transit system in southeast Michigan.
We recently had someone who we hired. They were living sort of in Oakland County, and she quit after 2 weeks. She couldn't handle the commute. She came to us and almost she was very upset about it. She loved her job, but she didn't see an opportunity to move in the near term, and she was spending 2 hours, you know, each way to get to work.
Ann Arbor Spark is an organization dedicated to the economic prosperity of the greater Ann Arbor region. They're not taking a stand when it comes to the RTA proposal, but are supportive of transportation improvements that will make the area more competitive. Paul Krutko is the president and CEO.
What we know is that young talent today, by many, many surveys and many, many reports, are not interested in driving cars or owning cars personally. And they are interested in having the kinds of transit opportunities and options that this plan would potentially offer.
Both the Oakland and Macomb County executives have been hesitant about fully supporting the $4.6 billion project because of the cost and because it may not provide service to all of their cities. Bus rider Flavio Da Costa from Ann Arbor hopes that doesn't prevent the proposal from being approved because he wants more options.
I think it's one of those build it and they will come, but I would love to see more people on the public transit. I would love to see more routes because I think that would be nicer to use it, even on the weekends or at late nights or whatever.
Mark Teachout owns Cafe Ali in Ypsilanti. He projects his sales could go up between 10 and 20% if a mass transit system is created.
I think people tend to go out and travel a little bit more when it's easier for them to get to a place, as opposed to, it's kind of a pain, you know, driving on the freeway, the packed freeway and the traffic.
The Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority buses would be among the ones used for the regional connections. If the proposal passes, Washtenaw County would generate $17 million a year in revenue for the RTA. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.